This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, a sheikh to himself. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z here on Iron Beings Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And the title is refers to a slightly unusual description of one of the famous martyrs from our defense, Ibrahim Hadi. So he was described by someone as a sheikh to himself. So I'll explain a little bit what that actually means in that context. So this goes back to the time actually just before the revolution. So at that point in time, most of the youth were busy with the usual sort of what we call normal youth activities, you know, maybe going out and just sort of doing some sports activities, meeting up. And so but Ibrahim Hadi was a bit different. So people would say that he could always be found just sort of sitting, waiting on the steps of his local mosque in his neighborhood about even half an hour before the call to prayer. And so he is very consistent and obviously very pious. We don't even need to sort of say that, especially really. And this is why other people would call him a sheikh to himself. And then, you know, it's obviously it's quite unusual because we know, you know, we have sheikhs who are sort of one group in society, and then we have, you know, what we call the rest of us are all lay people. But, you know, Ibrahim Hadi was basically a sheikh to himself. And I'll just add something in there because really, all of us, because we always think that, oh, it's for the sheikhs in society to teach about Islam and to do these sorts of things and to learn. And, you know, and then we sort of get the learning from them. It's actually, there's a bit more to it. All of us, and I know that one of our famous scholars said this, it might have been Shahid Mutahari, but I've forgotten myself. That each one of us, in a sense, has this duty of being a sheikh to ourselves. So each one of us has to remain, we must all be knowledgeable. We all must learn, in a sense, every day. We must be accountable to ourselves and even to others in terms of our faith and our behavior, our actions, because the others can learn from us too. So it's not just that, oh no, the teaching and learning is just for this one group. Welcome back to A to Z here on Iron Beings Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And so obviously, just to sort of recap on that again, so this idea that, yeah, obviously we've got the sheikhs in society and then the rest of us learn just from them, that's actually not sufficient. So all of us need to be engaged in sort of learning every single day, learning something new. We're not supposed to, because we're told by the scholars too, that we're not supposed to be the same every day. So if there's no change in us from day to day, we're doing something wrong as believers, as Muslims. And so obviously all of us can also, in a sense, act as a sort of sheikh also to others. So if we have knowledge, we're supposed to share it. So that is obviously also the general behavior in Islam anyway. So obviously we go back to the time when the Holy Prophet was teaching, and he would teach obviously what the verses that were revealed to him from the Quran. He would teach these sort of just a few verses at a time, and then send us of companions off to sort of really sort of learn, reflect, and basically implement it. And this is, you know, basically what we need to be doing. So we need to be making progress every single day in what we learn. So in a sense, yes, we can be, all of us can be sheikhs to ourselves and in a sense also sheikhs to other people. Also, especially when we're thinking about the duty we have to enjoin the good and forbid the bad, that actually rests on the principle that we have some knowledge, because how can we enjoin the good and forbid the bad if we have no knowledge, if we have no insight? And this is a duty we have, so we need to keep ourselves knowledgeable, informed. And obviously it will vary. We know that we expect of our sheikhs very high knowledge. That's their duty. And us as lay people, obviously the expectations on us are always going to be a little bit lower. But obviously it depends how much knowledge and insight Allah opens up to us. For sure we know that, especially amongst our martyrs, and I'm thinking about, for example, Shahid Qasim Soleimani, Allah will open up all the knowledge that a pure-hearted person wants to access, basically. So inshallah, these are reminders for all of us, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A2Z. Here on I'm Being Shreya, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.